Good evening.
I'm going to speak about Emperor Nero to start off with.
Can you speak a little bit closer to the microphone, because they need to pick up your voice?
Nero,
that's it.
Infamously fiddled while Rome burnt. Michael Fish famously predicted a quiet night, but when tendering, we just talk about housing numbers. I think this committee has been wasting its time with talking endlessly about housing. I've read the last year's minutes, and it's almost exclusively to do with housing. There are other things which are much more important than housing, even like the last speaker mentioned transport. Secondly, the threats that I see in the press that we'll have government administrators moving in if we don't make the local plan, well, the threats are not evidence-based, and they've been talked up by malicious gossip. And three, the housing can be dealt with. We haven't even looked at, I've seen no information about a survey about our existing settlement boundaries, but all our settlements are really low density. We can at least easily accommodate the extra housing within the settlement boundaries. We don't have to go outside those settlement boundaries. And the only drawback about that I can see is that developers buy nice green flat fields. And it's very suspicious that is what is being tried to be pushed through without a local plan. But so this committee is responsible for it. You've been instituted almost 2 years, right? There are five stages of getting a local plan: research, draft, consultation, amendment, and adoption. And you haven't even got to stage one. In this agenda, you're still waiting for figures, right? Even that famously left-wing newspaper, the Frinton and Walton Gazette, calls your performance a farce. So I think you better consider yourself that you've let down the community quite a lot, right? Because in the 2 years that the committee's been in existence, you haven't yet reached base one.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Naylor.